Okay, now if we have time today, but certainly we'll do it tomorrow, a voter's guide for the governor of Texas. Just some information, because if you're on the fence, we want to be able to help you make the decision. So some facts about the two major candidates for Texas governor that could, you know, maybe be the decision maker for you. So we'll have that.
Gotcha.
So how'd that trick or treat thing go last night, guys?
Oh, it went great for me.
Okay, we'll find out about that in a minute. And you?
I had only one trick or treater come to my house.
Oh my!
Well, no, that was really by design.
Oh, it was the plan.
We were out doing things and stuff, but I had grandkids come by, and they were just cute as a button, of course.
And so, of course, for them, since there was a limited number, you were able to be very opulent.
Oh yeah,
pedophores, no doubt.
Opulent, yeah. Well, actually, they got those candy mint chocolate things. You know,
like from a restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah, what? Would you steal a bunch of Andes from someplace or what?
Something that'll get them going.
That's
really
kind of tacky. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Good. Get them all juiced up. That's wonderful. Right. And Chase, how about you?
Well, let's see. Jamie and the kids were at a parkatorium with some friends for a carnival.
Sure.
And so I just I scrounged up around the house and got a big mixing bowl and filled it up with some old Eastern Valentine's candy and sat on my tailgate and happy Halloween. So. There you go.
Basically, taking that candy and giving it away that's really old, huh?
Well,
really,
why not?
Really old, sure.
You can't. We've established. I mean, what? What? Like kids are picky?
Okay, yeah. Did you do like those hearts, you know, that the Necco people make?
No. Oh. I wouldn't do that. Yeah. I'm not trying to poison them.
Give them rodent hair.
Hey, wait a second. Wait a second.
Stunt their growth.
Hey, if I'd have had them, I wouldn't have given them away, you know.
So nobody went, thanks, mister. What the heck is this? None of that stuff, huh?
Of course, we can't ask Scott because nobody can find his own house, right?
Yeah. They have to wade through the wiener dogs.
They have to chop her in, you know.
Dogs, yeah. Yeah, no, we didn't have any trick-or-treaters for like the 11th year in a row.
Yeah, so. That's
there
right.
You go. All right.
Yeah.
So,
don't go in there, kids.
There's
tigers and lions.
Yeah, don't mind. The parents of
one grumpy old man.
Yeah, betcha. Parents of an 8-year-old New York girl say they named her Boo because she was due on Halloween. Boo, I mean, common spelling, right? B-O-O, came a day late, but the name stuck anyway. Now she's stuck with Boo for the rest of her life. Boo's dad says they didn't want to call her It while she was in utero, so they called her Boo because of Halloween. Name was has some unexpected benefits. Dad says nobody ever forgets Boo's name. All of her preschool classmates learned what an exclamation point is because that's part of her name. It's B-O-O exclamation point. Of course, she will grow to hate it as she reads To Kill a Mockingbird because, you know, it'll be that Boo Radley in there. But nonetheless, a girl named Boo. And then, of course, there's a boy named Sue. A new report in the Wall Street Journal says tardiness has reached such epidemic proportions that now people don't even think twice about it. They'll just not show up on time. The reason? Cell phones.
Oh.
Well, that and George Bush, but, you know.
Exactly. Duh.
Thanks to our growing obsession with cell phones and other gadgets, most people no longer think twice about showing up late for appointments. They figure as long as they can send a message telling others they're running late, they're somehow off the hook.
Ah.
And I do try to do that. If I'm going to be late, and I
that's
I,
right. You I text call, while you're driving.
I do, yeah. And let them know, and then based on whatever their reaction is, I either show up or I don't show up at all. How's that? Yeah. 6:16. Oh, before we leave
seven.
We're
moving right along
in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Isn't that where they don't do the savings time? Yeah, maybe it's not.
By the way, we'll be talking about that probably later on this half hour. Maybe next hour.
That's right.
Chase and I were talking about this a little bit during the news break at the top of the hour. Do you have a favorite candy bar or two? I mean, because, again, there'll probably be some great deals on miniature candy in some places today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, some of it'll just be rebagged and put back next year, like the Doublicious bubble gum, which is 27 years old now. But, I mean, Do you have a favorite? Because Chase and I ended up being on absolute different ends, pretty much of what we.
Well,
liked.
And it depends on if I'm going chocolate or if I'm going like the sweet sour stuff.
Yeah, the common. Like, go ahead.
I like Kit Kat bars, pretty good, and you know, and I like I like just your regular old Hershey bars with peanuts.
Do you?
Oh yeah,
that's a Mr. Good.
I believe
bar,
it's called
it?
A Mr. Good bar. Yeah.
You got the Hershey bars with the big old chunks of peanut in it. It says Hershey.
Yeah,
it's not divided into eight parts.
So
it's
in other words,
the one bar that has the peanut.
I think that has the almonds in it.
Oh, okay, almonds. Okay, almonds.
Yeah, the one with peanuts is
so
called Mr. Good.
You're right.
Which one are we going for?
I meant almonds.
Okay.
That's the one I meant.
Well, once again, because those are such high-quality products there, the almonds, you can't even tell whether they're peanuts or not, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that works. Now, see, we were talking about, I think Chase and I had in common, the Heath bar, which is pretty good. But then you start thinking about that stuff sticking in your teeth, and that's not much fun. But
Save some for later.
Yeah, you know, the little Kit Kat thing is not a bad deal. Three Musketeers, I like that. That's just a basic.
I would consider stepping over one of my children for a Twix bar.
Would you? Yeah. Goodness.
Yeah.
Now, then there's the other side of that. I was saying to him, like, I don't even know. Do they still make Payday?
Oh yeah.
Do they? Okay. I just don't understand a candy bar that's got the peanuts on the outside. That's just kind of strange.
Well, it's what, peanuts and nougat.
Yeah.
Whatever nougat is, and just not covered in chocolate.
Okay. Now, here's what I've never gotten, okay? Bit of honey.
Ah.
Oh, you want to talk about something that'll pull the fillings out.
I just don't get that. I mean, and again, there may be somebody out there who likes those things, but wow. I guess that was probably one that I left in the kids, you know, when they were trick-or-treating. I kind of gave that one back to them.
You didn't exercise the daddy tax on that
one?
No, we
let him hold on to that. That was probably safe. But, and I guess there's nothing really new out there now. Everything that they have. Oh, our other discussion had to do with the Whoppers.
Oh, gosh.
Malted milk balls, which I kind of like. But the problem is, you know, you get a package of those, and you're going to get a dud in there someplace.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're going to be crunching along, and then you get one of those that kind of goes, just kind of, just collapses in your mouth. And that's kind of it. And I'm not sure how old those are either.
Yeah, see, that's just it. I think they're still on, you know, maybe the third recipe.
Yeah, candy corn. Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned daylight saving time.
Right.
As we get ready to, once again.
Will that happen this coming Sunday?
Turn the clocks back this weekend.
Okay.
Researchers say the practice is not good for our health or our environment. That's right, our environment. Study published by the British Medical Journal explains that turning clocks ahead for daylight saving time allows more time for afternoon daylight, and that practice could make people healthier and happier, but swinging back to standard time has the opposite effect. Researchers believe that adding 1 hour of daylight would encourage people to get outside and be active. The added physical activity would... Yeah, of course it would.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that it takes.
We just need an extra hour of daylight.
That's all.
That's right.
Researchers believe that adding one extra hour would encourage people to go out there. And since they would be outside, of course, everyone who you see outside is active, right?
And they said this with a straight face, huh?
Well, apparently. The added physical activity would reduce heart problems, here's the key, over time. Beside health benefits, that extra hour of daylight would also be good for road safety and tourism, plus reduce the amount of electricity used. Well, so what we need to do is we need to shift back, but then also cut off all the electricity, thus forcing people to go outside to listen to their radios in their cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they did that, then that would increase physical activity, and everybody would be better. And again, our heart problems would be solved over time. That's the British Medical Journal, 721.